Today is Saturday, November 18th, 2017, and this...
I'm on my way to meet Mr. Las Vegas himself, Wayne Newton. I don't doubt at all that he had a paranormal experience, because Las Vegas is just full of spirits.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 625.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am great. How are you?
You seem like you're great. I'm doing great, too.
Thank you, brown liquor.
What can brown do for you?
Exactly.
I'm having beer.
What kind of beer are you having?
I'm having a Delirium Tremens Tall Boy can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had Delirium out of a can before.
How is it for you? Oh, wait.
That's okay. I'm just fucking around with the volume on our headsets. It's delicious, as Delirium is. I'm enjoying it a great deal, and I'm pleased with my choice.
Hooray.
Thank you for purchasing this.
You are welcome.
All right.
It was the last one. I would have purchased more. But
the last one ever?
No. It was the last one on the shelf.
Oh, okay. Well, there will be more. So, we've got some good stuff to talk about this week. Some interesting stuff. Not all good stuff. Some bad stuff,
some,
too.
Some is sad.
Before we get into the news, because I know that our audience is often looking for various forms of Vegas-related entertainment.
As we are.
Yes, movies, other movies, TV shows, other TV shows, things like that.
Uh-huh.
I stumbled upon...
Media
in general. I stumbled upon a book that's coming out that I thought people might be interested in, and thus I would mention it here for their benefit. It doesn't come out until January 23rd. However, you can pre-order. It is... It's a biography of Kirk Kerkorian, who, of course, built a lot of hotels in Las Vegas, and it's about his life. I'm sure there's a lot of Vegas, not entirely Vegas, but I'm sure there's a lot of Vegas stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm interested to read it.
It is called The Gambler, How Penniless Dropout Kirk Kerkorian Became the Greatest Dealmaker in Capitalist History by William Rempel. And the writer is an LA Times journalist. He's written books on a bunch of different topics and people, and
cool.
So he's got experience. It's not like just some. You have to be careful on Amazon.
It's not some rando. Just
no. It's not like my book.
Some rando self-publishing.
Exactly.
Expressing his opinions about Vegas.
Like I said, not my book. So yeah, this is it's on HarperCollins. So again, it's kind of on a known imprint as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming out in January. I'm forward to it.
Also excited about your other item you'd like to discuss in the literary world.
So when I found this, then I thought, you know, I wonder if I've missed out. I've read a lot of Vegas books and a lot of biographies of different casino moguls over the years. And I wonder if there are any major ones that I've missed that maybe have come out recently. So I started searching for different names, Gary Loveman and Bob Stupak and just a bunch of them. To my delight, I discovered...
and mine as well.
I discovered, and people who follow me on Twitter, and I think I posted this on the Facebook group too, because I was so overjoyed with this, discovery. I searched for Jim Murren, who of course is the MGM Resorts head honcho. And I
famous for his pose with both hands on hips.
His hero-like pose, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know why he does that, because he has a book about him, a children's book named... It's called A Hero Named Jim, and it was published about 6 years ago, apparently when he won some sort of education award, and whenever this foundation or this organization gives out this award, for whatever reason, they put out a children's book about the recipient of the award, because children love CEOs.
Yes, they do. There's nothing... CEOs and insurance, those are their favorite things.
It's true. So... I was delighted to find not only that there's a book about him, but that it's a children's book and it has illustrations and an awesome name. So, of course, I had to order it. It has not arrived yet. It will be here sometime within the next 7 to 14 days, and I cannot wait.
Same.
And you'll probably be hearing more about it in one form or another on this podcast. Mm-hmm. So I'm evaluating my options as far as what I'm going to do with this book, but it will be in some way, at some point, discussed at the very least. Mm-hmm. Life is good when you find little gems like this.
Mm-hmm.
So
that made my morning. You woke up and I woke up and you're like, honey, guess what I found last night?
Our lives will never be the same.
They will not.
So there you go. All right. And then I found that the foundation or whatever that sells them, I bought it through some secondhand bookseller or something. But I later on discovered that the place that publishes it sells them, and you can either get just a hard copy for $25, which is mm-hmm. what I paid for it through this other place, or you can get an autographed copy for $100.
Wow.
And I was tempted for a minute, and then I'm like, what am I going to do with that?
Right, right.
So anyway, very exciting. So with that, let's jump in to thank a few people. This podcast is listener-supported. Fine folks, many of whom I assume are listening to this. They help support such things as the purchasing of a Jim Murren children's book. So thank you to our Patreon patrons, including such fine folks as Robert Kagi, The Nice Guys, Jim and Mary, whose last name I'm going to mispronounce, so I'll just say that they're my suppliers of fine beers that are not available here in the Twin Cities.
Yes, and we appreciate that.
Rick Collins, William Trost, Justin Walter, and Kevin and Kay. Thank you.
Is it Trost or Trost? Because he goes by Toast.
Let's say Trost, then. I'm assuming I pronounced all of these wrong, except for maybe the Nice Guys. I might have gotten that one right.
Oh, I hope. What if they're the Nice Guys? What if they're from Italy?
That would be weird. All right. Thank you to all of our Patreon patrons. If you're wondering what this is about, you can support the show on a monthly basis. Occasionally, we'll throw out some bonus content, some of which we will be recording after this podcast.
Yes.
You can do that at patreon.com/5hundy. And thank you to all of our patrons and supporters.
Please don't let us draw Hooters again, because no, we're not going to. And tough.
We can't
repeat.
So that's our other. We do for some of the Patreon folks, we do a little podcast called 5 Minutes On, where we draw the name of a casino or resort in Las Vegas out of our Desert Inn coffee mug. And
we've got it at the ready.
For exactly 5 minutes, we talk about that and particular place. And so
some
far,
some places we have a lot to say, and the last couple were kind of rough. And well, mostly the last one.
Hooters was rough.
We couldn't find a lot to say about Hooters.
Well, that was when I came up with this idea. I knew that would be part of the fun of it,
mm-hmm.
is either trying to get as much as we have to say into 5 minutes off the top of our heads with no notes, or trying to fill 5 minutes talking about some of these. Mm-hmm. That's why I included some of the off-strip places.
Samstown?
No, it's only places we've been.
Oh, okay.
But it's a fun little...
It's fun. Enjoy it.
So we're going to hammer out a couple of those tonight and see how it goes.
Hammer them out while we're hammered?
Probably, yeah. Well, we'll see.
How's that delirium treating you so far?
It's delicious. It'll take effect about mid-show, I'm thinking.
All right.
So there you have it. Patreon.com/500, if I didn't mention where the website. I don't know if I did. So, let's jump into the news. We're going to start out with some sad news. Never happy to bring these kind of stories to you.
No.
A couple days ago, actually yesterday, I guess it was, Joey Shinta, longtime Las Vegas performer, passed away. He had been doing not so great for a while. Apparently, about 2 weeks ago, he suffered from a series of strokes and unfortunately was not able to recover and passed away. He's one of the performers from the longtime Vegas act, the Shintas.
Which we have seen.
Yes, we did see that. He was, Frankie is sort of the leader of the group, and then Joey was very much the comic relief and was a hilarious guy.
Yeah.
On stage and off. We had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time with Joey and Frankie at Long Bar one night when they were performing at the D. This is before we had seen their act, and I was in pain from laughing so hard. Those guys are fucking funny. Mm-hmm. So we saw them then the next night, saw their show, and they put on a very good show. And Joey did impressions of Neil Diamond and Mick Jagger and Joe Cocker. And
yes.
Just, you know, I think a lot of people can probably relate. I know I can. Like, the interaction between siblings can be very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
And the two of them on stage bantering and interacting was very, very funny. And it's just sad that that he's left us already. So certainly condolences to his family and friends. Mm-hmm. And I know the show is going to continue. Frankie already, he performed last night, which had to be a tough show.
Wow.
But so, yeah, they'll continue performing. You know, him and the band will continue performing at the Plaza. I wonder, maybe he'll go back to just using the Frankie Shinta name, mm-hmm. which he was doing for a while at the D. I don't know. But anyway, it's a very sad news. So sorry to start on a downer, but such is life.
Yeah.
So every couple of years we report on a Legionnaires outbreak in Las Vegas. It just happens, I suppose, because of the nature of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
a bunch of people in
mega resorts.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's,
it happens on cruise ships a lot.
Yeah. It's the water supply essentially gets tainted and then people get sick.
You said tainted.
And it was, I know. And it was named because the original, like when they figured out this disease, 29 people died at an American Legion convention. So that's thus the name Legionnaires' disease. Mm-hmm. But it happens in Vegas every few years. I think it happened at Rio one other time, and we talked about it maybe like 10 years ago or mm-hmm. something.
Didn't it happen at Aria recently? Like
a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's back at Rio. There have been a bunch of different media reports about this, and so far there have been 7 confirmed cases and more than 24 additional suspected cases over the last several months. They're tracing this back to about March or April. So if you stayed at Rio during that time frame and you have not been feeling well, you might want to see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
There's another 59 cases of a milder illness related to this called Pontiac fever, which I had never heard of before. 29 Pontiac drivers got sick.
You want to go out and buy a Grand Am really bad?
I'm not exactly sure what that consists of, but they've been working on this for a while, but apparently the resolution of this can take up to a year in terms of repeatedly cleaning the water systems.
Yeah.
So those efforts continue. They've been going on since June and will happen for a while. So like I said, if you've stayed at Rio and you have been feeling, if you've been having breathing issues or anything like that,
go see a doctor toot sweet.
Yes, because it can kill you. So that's
not
good.
We don't want that.
No. So there you have it. Let's move away from the kind of downer news mm-hmm. and talk about some more interesting stuff. We have discussed this next story a few times, and there's a little bit of an update on it. Las Vegas Sands, the owner of Venetian Palazzo, has been planning a new music venue. And we talked about this when it was first announced in May 2016, but there hasn't been a lot of activity on that yet. No construction yet. However, the Review Journal, which is they have inside information because they are owned by the same people as Las Vegas Sands, mm-hmm. Sheldon Adelson specifically. They reported that there is some movement on this project. It is not dead. The music venue will be located, it's a couple blocks off strip because it's not only behind Palazzo and Venetian, but then there's the convention center.
Yep.
And then I think there might even be a parking garage. And
right.
then the thing. So it's,
yeah.
I'm curious to see how they're going to get people to and from this. That'll be one of the most interesting parts of it because it's not super convenient.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll have walkways or I don't know what they'll do. But anyway.
A tram.
Possibly. Who knows? Some sort of people mover. They've made a couple changes since it was first announced. Specifically, it's going to be larger. Initially, it was announced for about 17,000 capacity, and now it's up to 18,500.
Wait. No, you said 17,000. That's not true.
It was 17.
Was it 17,000?
Yes.
Oh, you have 1,000 in the show
no,
notes.
They've increased it in capacity by 1,000.
Okay.
They're not going to build a 1,000 capacity.
They wanted
it'll be small.
Intimate theater, man, where people could have.
Well, I think that's one of the things with this. It wouldn't be that small, but they can.
But they can
alter it for different sizes.
They do stuff like the Park Theater where they can. Okay.
Yeah, they can do different size things. But so 18,500 is the maximum capacity. They're also saying they're not referring to it solely as a music venue anymore. Now they're mm-hmm. mentioning possible sports events.
Ooh.
So I don't know if Sheldon is going to jump into the running for an NBA team or exactly what that would entail. They're planning on having 40 to 50 events a year.
Mm-hmm.
They now have a timeline as well. They're planning on beginning the building process next year with an opening date in summer of 2020.
So how does this compare to the Mandalay Bay Arena and the MGM Arena and T-Mobile?
You know, I think
just,
it's probably...
You know, off the top of your head.
Well, I think it's funny because a few weeks ago, I did look at the capacities of those for some reason.
Yeah.
And I don't remember them now. I feel like this is probably somewhat similar to T-Mobile in terms of capacity. Mm-hmm. I think the other ones might be a tiny bit smaller.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what type of sporting events. Maybe they're just talking about like boxing matches and not something larger like a basketball team or something. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's multi-purpose.
NBA All-Star Game, here we come again.
Who knows? That would be
a bad
idea.
I think people are still recovering from that.
The people who are there are. This is a project in partnership with Madison Square Garden. So a few weeks ago when we talked about AllNet Arena, I'd made a comment about, you know, kind of good luck booking it if you don't have someone reputable that does that kind of thing. Because there's so much competition in Vegas for these types of events and venues, they've got a big name behind it. So I don't think they'll have any problem.
I wonder if they do, you know how Billy Joel is doing like a once a month thing?
We've mentioned that on here a few times. That would be not necessarily just for this arena, but that's something that would be kind of neat to see at one of the venues, whether it's something this large or like the park theater or somewhere like that. Somebody doing a show one weekend a month for the whole year, which, you know, it's a variation on the residency.
Yeah. Can we talk about the Lady Gaga rumors?
There is. I think might have been Johnny Katz's column this week said that there is a rumor for either Park Theater or the Coliseum for Lady Gaga to
sign
be doing...
me up. Sign me up. Sign me up.
She's a tremendous performer.
And in that intimate of a setting, yes.
Well, now, I'm hoping that if she were to do that type of show...
She'd do, like, piano stuff?
Not even... Maybe for the whole show, but even if it was just for part of the show, more than just what she does on tour.
Because she's got some pipes.
She's at her best when... I mean, I love her big spectacle performances.
Oh, yeah.
But when she just sits down at the piano and it's just her, you get a real feeling for how talented she is.
Yeah.
Because, okay, not only can she do all this high-energy
like
dancing
and production and visual.
But you can cut away all that shit, and she's...
And she's got talent. She's got the chops to back it up.
Yeah. So, we'll keep an eye on that. I should have played the rumor watch music, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Speaking of residencies, like last week, we have a couple updates on recurring performer dates. Diana Ross, who I believe has a run of shows right now happening at Wynn Las Vegas, will be returning to the Encore Theater for another 9 shows in February 2018. So if you wanted to see her in Vegas and didn't get a chance to see her this month or last month, whenever it was recent, you'll be able to do that in February. And, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be more beyond that. And then, of course, Ms. Las Vegas herself, Celine Dion, has announced her an extension of her run. I don't know how long her contract goes for, but they announced another batch of dates. So
I want to go.
I know you do. In addition to her shows throughout the rest of this year in January, she has announced 29 additional shows running through at least June 2018. So Celine's not going anywhere for a while. I would imagine that they will keep announcing, since this is the thing now to announce
extensions.
Every 6 months they announce a batch of shows. I would imagine we'll be mentioning this again in about April, that she has another batch for the second half of 2018. Like, eventually, maybe your dream will come true.
I think I'm just going to start communicating through Celine Dion animated GIFs.
Oh, I have not explored the world of Celine Dion animated GIFs.
Oh, you should.
I bet.
They're not as good as Prince. Nothing is.
No.
But they're good.
She does have some amusing expressions.
She really does.
I will keep an eye out for you sending me those.
Okay.
Some restaurant news. Alize, which is a restaurant at Palms, is closing. Did I pronounce it right?
I think so. Although, when you said it, I was like, is that somebody we see on Nick Music all the time?
Alize?
Yeah.
That does sound like it could be a teen performer of some sort. Here's Alize with her new hit, I'm Number One. It would have to be something empowering, because that's what every song on Nick Music is about.
Oh, can
you
we
guys,
talk
I'm 45
about...
years old, and I watch Nick Music a lot. Until one of the Zanes come on, and then I turn it.
Okay, the Zanes is his collective name for members of One Direction.
I accidentally saw a Zane video yesterday. I didn't know what it was until it was almost over.
Kiwi fucking rocks.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He's... Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So much like our frequent discussions of Monte Carlo restaurants closing, Palms has been undergoing a lot of changes lately as a result of its new owners. And they're going to be opening a bunch of new restaurants, but lately they've been closing a bunch of old restaurants. And Alize is the latest. They have announced that their longtime presence at Palms ends at the end of 2017. They will be out. New owners of the property apparently have other plans for that space, but they have not announced what specifically they will be doing with it. So keep an eye out for that sometime next year. Another restaurant downtown that we discussed just a few months ago is already closed. Two Bald Brothers, which was a Mediterranean restaurant on Carson in the former Zydeco Po' Boys location.
Which sounded intriguing, yet we did not make it over there.
Yeah, that
wasn't one. Like Mediterranean food.
I know, I would have enjoyed trying it, but apparently people didn't dig it.
Yeah.
I don't, or it just didn't pick up the word of mouth it needed. It only lasted 5 months. DTLV.com reports that another restaurant may already be interested in that space. So there might be something new coming.
I hope so.
I know.
It's a good location. They've got a nice thing going.
Yeah, nice little restaurant row on Carson. And I'd like to see them stay in business. So too bad for them. That's unfortunate, especially because I think there was one of those deals where it was a couple guys who had long had a dream of opening a restaurant, and it did not last long. Oh, so
the restaurant business is tough, man.
It's very tough. I would not want to try to make a go at it.
No.
So. Mirage has announced a new restaurant opening in February. It's called Osteria Costa. Probably getting that wrong. And because it would just sound like too everyday boring to say it's a new Italian restaurant, it's a taste of the Amalfi Coast, which is in southern Italy.
Would that be sand?
Huh?
If you're tasting the coast, wouldn't it be like sand and salt water?
I don't know. It could be rocky. Coastline can be many different things.
Yes.
It's going to be pizza, pasta, and seafood.
Okay.
If you want to cut through all the shit, that's what they're serving.
Which I like.
I believe it's going to be in the former Samba Brazilian Steakhouse space because that's been open now for a little bit, and they have not announced a replacement. So I think that's where they're...
closed for a little bit.
Has been closed for a little... I mean open in terms of available.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I believe that's where they're going to put it.
Okay.
And it'll open next year.
Samba was around for a long time.
It was. So we'll see if the new place does as well. So that's it for restaurant news this week. That's it for news this week.
Wow.
I know. Okay. Kind of buzzed through that quicker than I thought, but that's okay. We've got some...
That's what happens with beer.
I know. I feel like I'm speaking quicker than normal. Like I got all coked up before the show and I'm just revved up and ready to go. All right.
All right.
I don't do the cocaine.
No.
It's not good for me.
Plus, you've watched too many episodes of Live PD.
I watched a thing earlier with Nick Swardson from a few years ago where he was showing his life, a day in the life of, and it started with breakfast was him just snorting coke, which may actually be the case. I don't know. It was very
no
amusing.
Judgment.
All right,
no,
we wouldn't want to just. We wouldn't want to. Anyway,
he's
okay.
Funny.
I love Nick Swardson.
Like that dude. Also, local connection.
We love to support our local boys.
We do.
All right. Let's play some phone calls.
All this damn construction. I can't get back to sleep. Do not stay at the Monte Carlo.
All right. That's a warning.
Noted.
Monte Carlo is, of course, undergoing its transition to Park MGM. And apparently the folks who are staying there, despite the low room rates, are suffering a bit. We appreciate that warning.
We do. If you're a light sleeper, Monte Carlo might not be the place for you.
Yep. All right.
I am a light sleeper. So.
I know. Would not be appropriate for us.
No. Are you a light sleeper?
You're
not as light as me, though.
No. No. Not as much. I can, if, yeah. Well, part of it is because I'm deaf.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hear as much as you.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I can sleep through stuff a little bit more than you can, I think. Like, if there's traffic and stuff like that, that doesn't bother me.
Hmm.
I don't mind a little noise.
Ah.
I think it's because I trained myself inadvertently when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I would fall asleep, like in my college years, I would just fall asleep every night with the TV on. And I'd sleep all night with it on. And
okay.
So if there's noise, if there's chatter, any of that stuff, I just don't pay any attention to it. Also, with the lights on, I could sleep a whole night with the lights on. I'd be fine.
Oh, I couldn't. I'm very light sensitive.
Yeah. All right, moving along. Now that everybody knows our sleeping habits.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
500, this is Eric from Omaha. Good to see you guys, or here, talk to you guys. We got into Vegas today, and we went and just kind of putzing around downtown, but I thought I'd call and tell you about the Elvira slot machine.
I want to play
because
these.
I don't even know if I'm winning or not, but this thing just is massive boobs everywhere. They're shaking in your face, and it's probably something that, you know, like I said, I don't even know. I'm just going to keep putting money in it because I don't care if I win or lose. I'm just looking at her boobs, just shaking in my face. Anyway, it's pretty fun. It's definitely for guys. And there you go. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. We appreciate that honest
I still want to play these. I think that'd be funny.
I know. I like Eric's honest review. Like, you know what? The machine is it's fine, but
boobs.
You can stare at boobs while you're playing.
Hey,
that's the kind of honesty I expect from our listeners, and mm-hmm. that we appreciate having here on the show. All right, yeah, we'll try those out next time we're in town.
We should try and record that.
I think that would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. That'd be a very good idea. Okay, and yeah, there's a lot of things we could do with that.
Uh huh.
All right, one more call.
Tim, Michelle, it's AJ and Jenny from Apple Valley. I love your fucking podcast. We're live from Bellagio at the Hyde Nightclub. We just left Absinthe. It's an amazing night in Vegas. Thanks. Keep doing what you do.
All right.
Aww.
Those calls make me, I love hearing people's,
so happy.
People's Vegas joy brings mm-hmm. brings me excitement and entertainment and joy as well. So thank
and
you
just
for
the
calling,
fact that
AJ.
They thought, I am so happy I'm going to call up the show.
I know.
That was so nice.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you would like to call, we'd love to hear from you. 702-866-9494, of course, is the voicemail line. Put it in your phone before you head to Vegas, and if you have a moment of excitement or entertainment or you see something weird or whatever, give us a call. We'd love mm-hmm. to hear those. All right, before we go, we got a couple people to thank for PayPal donations this week. Mick and Ryan with Karma Donation for a birthday trip that started just a couple days yesterday, November 17th.
Yay.
They're probably there now.
Enjoy.
And now the other one here is from Ryan. I don't know if it's the same Ryan that was referred to in the Mick and Ryan thing and that Ryan did not know that Mick had, I don't know. I'm guessing it might be the same crew.
Hmm.
And Ryan said, held my own last time with a Karma Donation, so why not try it again? On a flight with my little brother for our second annual pre-Thanksgiving trip, this time with our Uncle Whitey. Everyone should have an Uncle Whitey. And I wonder if, there are a lot of questions I have about Uncle Whitey.
I do, too. I think a lot of people have an Uncle Whitey.
Yeah, but sometimes that's just, he doesn't know that's what his name is. It's just because he's, old people kind of, they can tend to be... Well, the politically correct term is set in their ways, which means raging racist. So maybe that's why he's... I'm not saying this particular Whitey is that. I'm just saying a lot of Uncle Whiteys.
Some Whiteys can be.
Yeah.
So good luck to a lot of people at Thanksgiving this year is what I'm saying.
Oh, Thanksgiving is a time Jesus. For such things.
Oh, my God.
To finish that off, Ryan said, wish us luck on betting on anything and everything Vegas offers. Well, I hope you
good
guys
luck.
Have a great time.
Yes.
And we thank you for the support and have massive fun with your little brother and your Uncle Whitey. I love Uncle Whitey and I don't...
I hope Uncle Whitey is just, Uncle Whitey and not Uncle... what you said before.
All right.
Uncle not judgmental Whitey.
There you go. So with that, is there anything else before we... go. This is a short show, but that's okay.
I know,
we've got
but it's been fun.
We have other stuff we're going to record after this. All right. 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the place to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. As I mentioned, the voicemail line is available at 702-866-9494. We would love to hear from you. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We'll next weekend, long weekend, I would imagine we'll do a show at some point, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure we will.
There's
nothing to talk about? All right.
Except when I go to that musical.
Oh, that's right. You're going to a musical next weekend. What is that called?
Waitress.
What is it about?
We've seen that movie. That movie with Kerry Russell?
How do you make a fucking musical out of that? It was boring.
Sarah Bareilles does some music, though, so you'd be crying halfway into it.
Tearing up. Long story. No, it wasn't by choice. I'm medicated now. It's okay. So... enjoy your musical, and we'll probably find a time to record.
We'll record before that.
Yeah. All right. Have a lovely weekend, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Hope you get through it all.
If you're in America, happy Thanksgiving. If you're not in America, happy week.
You can celebrate with us if you'd like.
Yes.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.